It was just a couple of weeks ago or so that officials from the U.S. Postal Service were saying that the post office would have no trouble handling what was to be expected to be a larger than normal amount of mail-in ballots. Yeah, a couple of weeks ago. That message changed rather quickly, didn't it? Now think about why. Over the past months, here's what's been happening at your U.S. Postal Service. Taking sick leave has been made much more easy. Overtime hours, they've been cut. Hiring freeze has been instituted. If a letter carrier was running late, they've been told to leave the mail that they didn't get to at the processing center. Early retirement of non-union workers, that's been encouraged. We see mailboxes being removed from American streets. Oh, a message to those who said that this is a standard procedure frequently used in the past by the Postal Service. The past didn't come with the expectation of a much heavier than usual load of mail-in ballots, like the time we're in now seems to have. There was a call for 671 high-volume mail sorting machines to be designated for removal. But then, magically, the Postmaster General this past week said, never mind, slam the brakes on all of this. Be that as it may, in case you did not hear, New Jersey is going to be voting mostly by mail this November. Now, those who wish to vote in person, you can still do so on a provisional basis, and access will be available for people with disabilities. But here's how it's all going to work. Ballots are going to go to all registered voters in the mail. Voters are going to receive a vote-by-mail ballot, prepaid return postage. There won't be those sample ballots, you know, those huge roadmaps that you get that you can never get back into the folded shape that they come to you in. And as far as the actual voting process, there's going to be several ways you can submit your ballot. Ballots can be deposited in the secure drop box or turned in at a polling place. If the ballot's mailed, has to be postmarked. Postmarked. Now, not received, postmarked by November 3rd. Now, here's where the Postal Service comes in. Ballots that are mailed have to be received with the postmark by 8 p.m. on November 10th to be valid. Now, obviously, the way around any concern about missing the deadline is don't wait until the last minute. Ballots that are mailed but without a postmark due to what would be considered a postal error by 8 p.m. on November 5th will be valid. This allows for processing time at the post office. As I said, you will still be able to vote in person with some limitations. Each municipality will have to open at least one in-person polling site. Each county has to ensure at least 50% of the total polling places are open. And if you need to register, by the way, there'll be online voter registration in New Jersey. That'll be online starting September 4th. The deadline to register and take part in the upcoming election this November is October 13th. And also, this will be a help, too. You can, when you mail in your ballot, on the state website where you do your voter registration, you can also track the status of your ballot. So for those who had the heebie-jeebies about voting by mail, that'll, I think, calm quite a few nerves and concerns. As far as voting stats in the state are concerned, there are 6.2 million registered voters in New Jersey, at least up to this point. And that's who will be getting the ballots. Back on the July 7th primary, 1.5 million actually voted. But as we've come to learn, primaries usually get a much smaller turnout than the general election. It's going to be curious, too, to see if mail-in voting results in a greater turnout than in 2016. Because, well, the obvious, we have call this one of those important elections with the presidential race. A couple of ballot questions, too, about a constitutional amendment to legalize marijuana in New Jersey, as well as a delay in legislative redistricting, and U.S. Census results are delayed. Races for Senate, State Senate, the State Assembly as well. So there's a lot of reasons for everyone everywhere to show up and do your duty, or as I like to say, maintain your right to complain, because if you don't vote, then you can't whine. Republicans in the states and elsewhere have a problem, though, with concentration on mail-in voting, insisting that in-person voting can be done with still with social distancing and still be convenient. Apparently, these Republicans never saw the lines taking place when the motor vehicle agencies reopened. And as a result of all this, the Trump campaign has now, among other states, sued New Jersey over mail-in voting. According to the lawsuit, reads in part, in his haste, the governor, Governor Murphy, created a system that will violate eligible citizens' right to vote. By ordering universal vote by mail, he has created a recipe for disaster. Never heard that phrase before. Fraudulent and invalid votes dilute the votes of honest citizens and deprive them of their right to vote in violation of the 14th Amendment. Of course, the president himself is voting by mail this year, but he says the Florida system, where voters request to vote by mail, is better than states where every voter is automatically mailed a ballot, even though those ballots only mailed to registered voters. It's not like the motor voter concerns where people are just handed out applications to register to vote with no check on whether or not they're legal to vote. As you heard me explain, there really is no limitation on voting. If you prefer by mail, that's there. If you prefer in-person voting, you can. If you prefer to vote by mail and present in person, you can. And if you look nationally, where there's more than 50% of the voters in 16 states who cast their votes by mail ballots, there's really no such thing as an absentee ballot anymore. You don't need to prove that you're not going to be in the country on election day to get a mail-in ballot anymore. But there are options other states have looked at, have instituted, and maybe this will be something for New Jersey's immediate future, if they could be quickly instituted. Some of them are, actually, or maybe long-term. In-person early voting. 40 states and D.C. have some form of early voting in place, allowing voters to cast their ballot in person. You avoid crowds, long lines, a little more convenient for the personal schedule. Some states, they've extended early voting because of the COVID-19 pandemic. If you're listening on the stream, the National Conference of State Legislatures, their website has information on early voting by state. There's local election office or polling location. Almost all states allow voters to deliver their ballots in person at their local election office. Want to get a list of local election offices? You can search your State Board of Elections website or the website for your state Secretary of State. Now, many voters, they might not live close enough to return the ballot to a location office. In that case, you can instead return it to an alternate location. Drop boxes. Mention this. Special containers for voters to drop off your absentee ballots in sealed envelopes. They've become more commonplace over the last decade, really. They're monitored by surveillance cameras, often available 24 hours per day, 7 days a week. Others that are monitored by election workers, they have specified hours of operation. They're placed in city or county office buildings, libraries, college campuses, community centers, along public transit routes. As I said, if New Jersey hasn't put these ideas or thought about these ideas, put them into place, certainly would be something worthy of consideration.